The Tour to Brisbane on Sunday, 14th of April. Early bird entries closing this week. Register now at tourtobrisbane.org. The Big
Breakfast. Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Hi there. Welcome to the catch-up. Very nice to have you on. Hi there, Robin. Good to see you again. You can always subscribe. Make sure you do that because you'll get the catch-up easier. Plenty on today.
Does it cost to subscribe?
Doesn't cost a thing. No. That's the beauty of it.
There's not much for free these days, is it?
Very true.
So this podcast is about it.
Yeah. Everything's
we'll
free
make
if you
pay
steal
some
it.
Other way.
Remember that.
Hey, listen, just talking about stealing, I just saw on the telly an armed robber, okay? It was one of the armed robber stories. Just then, he came in with a claw hammer.
Mm.
Now, I like a claw. Yeah, a claw hammer's where you can pick up nails with a claw, Robin, and it's got the hard hitty bit on the other end.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You okay?
Robin's familiar with a hammer. Go on.
If you were it's like a maxi bon. You know what I mean?
What other kind of hammers are there? Anyway, keep going.
Oh, my God. Lump hammer, sledgehammer.
Lump hammer.
I'm losing interest really quickly. Anyway, go back to your hammer.
What would be everyone's preference for a tool if you had to break into something, if you were an armed robber?
Hey.
I'm saying no guns allowed, okay? It's a gun-free society. What would you use?
Nothing. I'd break a nail.
And what, threaten to slice them? What's the technique?
Claw hammer is not a bad one, actually.
What about a screwdriver to unscrew?
You're desperate
the...
to feed your kids, okay? You've got to do this.
All right.
And you're on ice. You've just had
I'm
some
icy.
Ice.
I'm icy.
You're a bit icy.
And hungry.
You're down the shops.
Okay. So wouldn't you want a screwdriver to get the screen door off? Like the...
No, you've already kicked the door open. Like, it's not a laughter. There's people there. You're threatening somebody.
Oh, yeah. The hammer.
No, we wouldn't be threatening.
But Robin?
The screwdriver's good because you can break into stuff. Yeah. You can stab people with it. And them. You're a bit icy. Get the bugs out from under your skin in your face.
And
you know I mean?
A screwdriver fits between your teeth if you're on the ice too.
It's access floss.
Oh, my
Lord.
Anyway.
Well, that's not on the catch-up today. What
no,
is?
Oh, is that?
No,
Dr. Carl joined us to debunk some of your theories. A lot of them are, in fact, erroneous. They are very false.
And, I wish we'd asked Dr. Carl this.
I'd let people who listen to the podcast judge that because the anti thing, you swayed the witness.
I did not. GPS, where's it taken you? Mm. We talked about that.
What about those AFL players? And we found out there was a few of our listeners who just wear tights to the shops. They're not girls. I'm talking blokes. And then we got a chance to say every word for a penis that we could.
You did.
You did.
Stalk.
Stalk we were cool with. Dong and got away.
We talked about mum stats.
Mm. Yeah, thank God.
And my mum just texted me saying, I was born in the same hospital as your son, you idiot.
Oh,
well,
that's
embarrassing.
That's interesting.
I remembered that.
And we also learned that Mardo's mum could be a Wimbledon champion.
No, I didn't say she was going to be a champion. She was going to play in the Wimbledon.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
I know. Yeah.
The Yvonne Goolagong of the Martin family.
Yeah, go show.
Yvonne was from a small Aboriginal community.
Mm.
Right. Your mother was from Stanthorpe.
Well, she was from a small apple-growing community of Stanthorpe. Summit.
Interchangeable. And backpackers are confused by musk sticks. That's on today.
Mardo got around in his van with some lollies. Trying to find people.
Little girls.
Hello. How much for your daughter?
Okay, that's enough.
Enjoy
what
the
a good day it was.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Triple M's Big Breakfast, Mardo, Robin and Nick Cody. Mardo and Robin currently embarking on Orange Sky's Sudsy Challenge, raising awareness for homeless in the community.
And money. We're raising money because Totally Workwear have said that if we can do this for 3 days or 3.5 days, then they'll give us $3,000. Mm. And we are halfway through that challenge and doing well.
I'd like to look after Totally Workwear and represent their best interests, okay? Because they are. They've paid another $1,000 for us conquering another 24 hours. Earlier this... Can I run this like a court case? I will be the prosecutor. You will be the defendant and in front of Judge Nick Cody. Judge Cody will be...
We've got a gavel and everything.
Nice sounding gavel.
Now, Judge, what happened earlier this morning, I said, how was yesterday, Rob? Because I came in and it rained this morning while I was riding my push bike. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my Totally Workwear shirt, long sleeve shirt, rolled up sleeves, a few stains on it after 2 days. And I'm going, it's pretty rugged having to wear the whole thing. And you said you too went for a run yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Defendant.
Yeah, I did. Okay, so I've taken this quite seriously, and so I have been wearing the same underwear every day, but washing it, hand washing
no
it,
one asked
and then
about
drying. Wait.
No one asked
and
about
and then
underwear.
Drying it outside. So in that process, I decided that I would then go for a run. So I put on a sports kind of top, tank top, and then I put my Hi-Vis around my waist, and I went for a run.
Well,
so there's nothing wrong with that. I continued in the Hi-Vis tradition.
Okay. Well, are you reserving your judgment for a minute? Because, Judge, I just want to approach the bench. Now, we are representing homeless people here and trying to help Orange Sky Laundry, correct?
Yeah.
Are there many homeless people who go for a run with their shirt around their waist?
Well, I'd have to say there are many homeless people riding a bike into work at 4 in the morning.
That's true.
Thank you. Wow, hold on. Judge Nick Cody. Excellent. I'm liking you.
Hold on. That's
Hold on, this wasn't about me. This is about some girl in a bra with a work shirt around her waist.
Going for a run. Yeah. Anyway, I continued to have the high-vis stuff on. I just managed to adapt it to a new environment. So am I allowed to get away with that, Nick?
100%.
Thank you. Boom.
Okay.
Running in high-vis does look sus. It's like, what's happened down at the factory?
That's right. As if you caused the fire.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
On this show, there's often questions that remain unanswered. Despite the existence of the internet, we can't get to the bottom of some things.
Oh, you make lots of theories. Yeah. You really do. You make brash statements and expect everyone to believe them.
Well, if you throw things out there until they're disproved, and that moment may be coming very shortly, because right now, very special guest, our smartest man we ever have on the program, Dr. Carl. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Dr. Greg, Dr. Robin, Dr. Nick.
All right. I'm being called out, Dr. Carl. Robin, do you want to run through some of the things?
Okay. So there's a couple of things that Marto has said recently that we really need someone who knows what they're talking about to make a ruling on. The first one is about ants. So Marto reckons that ants are weather predictors, weather gods, that when the ants are on the move, it means that rain is coming. Do ants really have that sort of weather knowledge?
There's 13,000 species of ants, and we've only looked at a few of them, and we haven't found any hard evidence that they're able to predict the rain. Yeah. So the typical story that you hear is around a pub, and when everybody's a bit drunk, they say, yeah, and the drought was on for 7 years, and then the ants started building their nest. So and true. Everybody was saying, what are they building their nest for? And 3 weeks later, the drought broke. The ants knew somehow. Mm. But when you actually go look for the evidence, you haven't got any. It's hard to get it because what you have to do is follow the ants every day and then look at their behaviour and see what happens.
Are you saying those ant stories come from fools, Dr. Carl?
I'm just saying that they haven't been backed up. The plural of story... Stories, not scientific data.
We're just going through our wettest March/April at the moment, Dr. Carl. So I'm saying I don't think scientists are working hard enough.
Oh, no, and they get paid less than plumbers. So the ant antennae are very sensitive. They can pick up, firstly, very small traces of chemicals, and secondly, tiny changes in temperature, and thirdly, changes in humidity. But actually being able to predict the weather, that hasn't been shown. After the rain has started to fall, certain types of ants will build big levees to prevent flooding by diverting the water away from the nest entrances. And the bamboo ant will actually go, and they live in very open nests of bamboo. They will, when there's the first sign of water inside their nest, they'll all rush inside, drink the water, then go outside, and have a communal peeing, they call it.
Well,
they shift the water from inside to outside by running it through their bodies and having a big wee all together.
Ants crossing swords. Wow. I like it. Now, Dr. Carl, question two that we need worked out. I've made a claim that you don't need your little toe. You could cut it off with no implications.
You could get by. There's a James Bond book which discusses what parts of the body you don't need. We have minor implications, but not that many. The big toe is very important. Mm. The little toe, you can kind of get away, but you definitely notice the difference of it.
Is the little toe there for balance primarily?
No.
It's for pushing down and also for sensing the outside world. So the pattern in the human body, in terms of bones, is 1, 2, and 5. So coming out of your shoulder joint, your hip joint, you've got one bone, and that joins the 2, and then it joins the 5. And so you've got 20 little tentacles that can feel the world and react against it. And you need all of them. Now, evolution is not perfect. It's just good enough. And there are body parts that are badly designed, like the knee joint. That sucks. The hip joint I like. The universe did a good job with the hip joint. But the knee joint is like a couple of spit bowls stuck on top of each other, held together by gaffer tape at the front and the back and the rear and with gaffer tape in the middle. And you'll see somebody limping off a football field and people will nod wisely and say, oh, yeah, ACL injury.
I've got a question, Dr. Carl. Robin and Marta are wearing clothes, the same clothes, for 3 days, raising money for Orange Sky. And I want to know, Marta was talking about he never washes his jeans. Apparently you can just put them in the freezer. Is that a thing?
You can, and when I was very poor, I used to do that, and friends of mine used to put them outside in cold weather. In the olden days, back in the 1300s, before, say 1500s, before washing was common and soap was common, people used to wear their clothes for weeks and months at a time, and on record, one of the Louis kings had to be cut out of his waistcoat that he'd worn for about 3 years.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Dr. Carl, thank you so much for joining us. Vital Science is the new book by Dr. Carl.
Gotta
go and
it.
Grab it in all good bookstores. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Greg and Robin and Dr. Marta.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Oh. We are over to Perth for a dumb criminal act the day after ex-AFL current loose unit Ben Cousins has been released from prison.
Welcome.
Coincidence? Absolutely. He's got nothing to do with this. A robber who broke into a jewellery store in the Perth suburb of Victoria Park yesterday tripped over as they fled.
Aww.
CCTV footage shows two offenders arriving at the Albany Highway Shopping Centre. By the way, a highway shopping centre. Is that Perth's fancy term for a servo? One is on a motorbike and the other on foot and carrying a black duffel bag. They arrive just before 2:30, where one of the offenders smashes the door and enters the store. The pair are only inside for less than 2 minutes before they emerge. One burglar with the bag trips on the doorframe as he leaves, and he's dropped everything. Dropped all the loot. He tries to pick it up for a second, freaks out, hops on the back of the motorbike, and they flee, leaving the items all over the floor.
Oh.
Police say a white utility was also waiting for the pair in the car park.
What?
And left at the same time as the burglars.
They had a motorbike and a ute.
Yep. Three dumb blokes, two vehicles, one smashed door, zero stolen goods. Oh. Perth, you've been hit by a dumb criminal.
Good thing about the AFL season starting is how well the Lions have gone.
I know. We are the pride of Brisbane.
Suns won last week. You want to know the bad thing about the AFL season starting?
No.
In the paper, there's photos of AFL footballers from Melbourne.
Right. That's okay. They play
out
there.
It's a lot cooler in Melbourne than it is in Brisbane. And I look at one photo, and this gentleman's name is Riley O'Brien. Actually, he's an Adelaide player. Cool down in Adelaide.
Okay.
His two mates, they're both wearing shorts and running around the footy field, but Mr. Riley O'Brien is wearing tights.
Oh, he's wearing skins.
Long skins on his lower half. He's not wearing shorts over the top of them, and I'm just saying that's illegal. Police, arrest this man.
Okay, it's not illegal.
It should be illegal.
Yeah, it is sus, though.
You can't have your donger or your...
They're just boxer shorts that go down to your shoes.
Well, they're not boxer shorts because they're skin tight and the outline of your manhood gets highlighted and,
I'm on your side, Marto. I'm saying they're skin tight boxers
that
just happen to go all the way down to your feet.
But it's just long underwear.
You've got to wear shorts over,
them. And I'm almost thinking, do girls have to wear shorts? Can we get a ruling?
Come on. You look at what women wear, like Lorna Jane and so on.
The
tights. You don't wear shorts over those. I'm a little conflicted on this because in AFL, you do not wear shorts over your skins, like anywhere ever. It's a thing.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
You don't. AFL players particularly, I will show you lots of photos of them in just skins.
I'm sorry, Robin. No, but when they're playing footy.
No, okay, yes. They do it.
Well, you can't do that. That's indecent. If you go out, you walk down the mall in a pair of skins, down the mall with your stork shower, it's just.
Okay,
you
not
can't
stork.
Do that.
Don't say stork.
You can't do that.
Okay, your manhood.
I'm fine with stork.
Are you?
Wiener? What time can you stop saying?
No,
This isn't about night. Yeah, we'll call it doodle. Are you happy with the doodle?
I'm happy with doodle. Happy with doodle.
Anyway, Willy? Let's
you Willy?
Go back to, no.
When does it go from doodle to Willy?
I think it's seven. You have
so
to
what
stop
do you want? Do you want to ask people about this? Do you want to see if it's okay that you can just wear skins or do you have to have shorts over the top?
As a cyclist, I wear bike shorts, okay?
Right.
But there's a big,
padding.
Chamois. A padding in there that hides my doodle.
Adult diaper. Oh.
It hides my doodle behind a big pad.
Can we not say
No, we're cool with doodle.
I'm
the moral compass Willy. Of the show. Doodle is fine.
You Willy?
Doodle's fine.
Okay,
no
can we
yellow
get
cards?
Off the names of your appendages and stick to the question at hand?
Your big
which
old
is
doodle.
Do you want to find out? Do you want to ask everyone else? Can you just wear tights as a bloke or anyone.
Is it indecent for men to walk around just with skin tight skins on? What do you call them, skins?
I call them skins.
That's a brand, yeah.
Okay. You have to wear shorts over them. And why don't women have to?
Well, because it's not indecent.
Why isn't it indecent?
Well, I don't think it's indecent for either.
You're saying shorts must be worn over tights. Yes, do we agree? Right. Do we disagree?
Ben of Caboolture, is it okay to wear skins or tights without shorts?
How you going, guys?
Yeah, what's your ruling?
Yeah, look, I do a lot of athletics myself, and quite usually the choice of attire is the skins or the tights at training. Mm. And quite often I find myself ducking into Woolies on the way home just to grab a couple of things. Yeah, and look, the emotions are pretty mixed. Some people just
boo you.
Have a good stare. Some people sort of don't really like it. I've had a few people say a few things to me once. I've had an old lady pinch me on the bum once.
Security ever checked down there claiming you're stealing bananas and plums or anything?
Yeah.
But yeah, very, very mixed emotions. And it is quite awkward because everybody stares.
Where are you? Woolworths at Caboolture?
No. I train up at the Sunny Coast.
Righto.
Woolies
up here.
Oh, there you go. I'm amazed that people would actually even say something. Mm. But okay, Amanda of Kingston, what do you reckon about this?
I reckon Greg Martin, do not mess with this. All right, leave it alone. If they're comfortable to wear these, then I'm quite comfortable to look at their manhood on offer. So don't even wreck it.
We might put you in contact with Ben and discover what time he goes to the Woolworths up the coast.
Yeah, well, look, that's my bogan right.
That is your bogan right.
I'm allowed to look.
All right. In the same way that you occasionally catch blokes looking at your chest, are you...
That's right.
Okay, so it's
payback. Well, it's on offer. Well, they've got theirs on offer. Well, they're quite comfortable to do it. I'm not going to take that away from them. I'm quite comfortable to look if it's there.
There you go. Right, Amanda, you've
two votes
spelt
going.
It out.
Yep. If you've got it, flaunt it.
Clint of Jimboomba, what do you reckon about men in tights without shorts?
Yeah, guys, how you going? Hey. I play AFL out at Jimboomba, and I do wear the long compressions. Yeah. But you have to have shorts, mate. You don't want your apple strudel on everyone's face.
No, that's
right. It's not a good sight. not only that, you know. I don't want to, but what if I get tackled and I get a big handful of it? You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
Yeah, no, it's 100% shorts, guys. I'm with Marto.
Who's teaching you tackling?
It's like a handle.
And I do love your terminology, Clint. Thank you. Apple strudel, I'm happy with.
The Jimboomba AFL team is called the what?
The ball grabbers, by the sound of things.
But in Clint, 80% of people are saying you must wear shorts over the top of your compression pants. And Amanda raised a very good point with bogan rights. I've heard of human rights, but we're going to have to get the bogan rights
on the board.
One day.
Yeah.
I'm going to start looking these up.
The Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Okay, how long do you guys reckon that Deliveroo and Uber Eats and that sort of stuff has been going on? Couple of years?
4 years.
3, 4.
I don't know why, but in the last few months, I've just been noticing these mad cyclists with their Deliveroo packs on the back of their bikes.
Chips don't travel well, do they?
No, they don't. No. McDonald's doesn't either. But anyway, doing stupid things on the roads. And then last night, I saw this story on Nine News. It was the kicker story before the weather of how in the tunnels, like Legacy Tunnel and the Clem 7, they've been busted. These cyclists have been busted going through the tunnels, which of course is completely illegal.
But that'd be because they're putting in the address and it shows you the quickest. No.
Oh, you are onto it, Marta.
Drivers could be winding up in our tunnels because they're putting customer addresses into GPS systems without checking if the route involves a toll road.
That's so funny. That is so ridiculous.
Google Maps, you've got to click the cycle bit. And it does change the map.
Does it?
Well, they don't do that.
They're just going quickest directions when you click directions.
Okay, but at what point do you have a frontal lobotomy as you're coming into the tunnel going, I really shouldn't go this way?
There's signs there. As a cyclist, I know there's signs on the side. You can't go on any freeways and you can't go on tunnels.
I know, but hey, if my GPS told me, clearly that is more important.
Do you wonder if when they're approaching it, they're like, this is the fanciest bike path I've ever come across?
It does beg the question, though, because we are becoming slaves to our GPSs. Marto, you are the only human left who's actually using a Refidex.
Mine's from 2007, too. I better go update that one.
Right, man.
Hey, you know what? You know my young Canadian bloke staying with us? He had the car the other day and he had to go out to the wharves, okay, the port of Brisbane.
Yeah.
I said, you know where you're going? You go along Stafford Road, then you get into the tunnel and just follow the signs. He followed the... He said, no worries, Greg, I have GPS. So he took off.
It's a great French-Canadian accent.
French-Canadian.
Weird French-Canadian accent. Anyway, yes, keep the story going.
When you get in the tunnel, it doesn't work anymore and it sent him into the city. He went right instead of straight ahead and you end up in the... Your GPS apparently doesn't work in the tunnel.
Comedian Luke Heggie, who was on the other way, he still gives me directions as if I'm going to listen. He's like, mate, when you go from here, you turn left, you go up. And I'm like, dude, I'm just putting it in maps. He's like... At the roundabout, you go the second exit. I'm like, dude, I'm not remembering this. Why are you? Why
that's
do you keep
why
talking?
Our brains are turning to mush because we don't remember or take anything in.
I know that there's been images of people driving into the English Channel because their GPS has told them to. I want to know, where's your GPS sent you? Where's the ridiculous place in Brisbane that you've ended up?
I hate the bloody thing.
Because of a GPS, Scott of Wynnum.
Yeah, I was working on the Clem 7 Airport Link interchange back when we were first building them.
Yeah.
And we're working on the Lutwyche Road off-ramp, if you're inbound from Lutwyche Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had water-filled barriers down the bottom, but we had a big gap in that. But there were signs up saying road closed, no entry. And I'm sitting in my digger facing downhill, doing some work further up the ramp.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, look down and see this car come across through the gap, our worksite gap, and he's coming up the ramp to the second set of water fills. And I said to the boys, I said, hey, look at this idiot. He's not going to stop. He gets up to the second set of water fills and goes right across to the right to drive through the gap. So I jump out of my digger because we've got blokes all over the place up there. And I start running down the ramp and I jump in front of him and he hits the picks. I said, mate, what are you doing? I said, this is a work site. He says, GPS tell me to go this way. I said, mate, there's signs everywhere. Yeah, and you've gone across to the right-hand side in the opposite side of the road, and you're still coming. Why would you do that? He says, GPS telling me to go this way.
There it is again.
Great.
So we had to turn him around and back out and get him out of the place. Yeah. But I kid you not.
Okay. Rules are different in Montreal.
Yeah.
Was that a Canadian accent?
French-Canadian. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I don't know.
It sounded like your one before. So.
Joseph, Wellington Point. Where's the GPS sent you, or is this someone else, Joseph?
This was someone else, a local news story a few years back. There was a couple of tourists wanted to go to North Stradbroke Island, and they've got to the jetty at Cleveland, and the GPS has told them to continue straight.
Oh, no.
And tide was out, so it's sort of the mudflats. Obviously, they didn't know what the road was like, so they've continued driving onto the mudflats.
Oh,
and yeah, they got stuck and then tide started to come in. So they've had to get rescued and then, tide went out again. They had to get a tractor out there, pull the car back to shore.
That's delightful.
Sacre bleu.
Did they have an accent?
Don't go there.
It's the big breakfast.
Oui, oui.
Triple M.
Smoko Shout. Yeah, it's hard not to love those chats, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the band from the Sunny Coast, who apparently have got a new song. Anyway, we'll get to that another time.
Pub Feed, it's called.
Oh, great.
You can see it at triplem.com.au, the video. Don't miss it.
Mm-mm. What this is about, Smoko Shout on Wednesdays, we go out and we hand out some beautiful rolls, chips, drinks of all sorts, and we had brownies from Bayside Brownie Company yesterday. Thanks, Tracy.
To die for.
Yes, we stole a few of them before we took them out. Went out to G. James, and you've got to write into triplem.com.au and went to G. James. Do you know what they do?
Yes, they make glass. And we had a conversation yesterday that you were going to get some aluminium and you were going to find out if they make mirrors. Did you?
Oh, no, I forgot. But you know what? Because you said, can you ask them, because we're wearing Totally Workwear tradie clothes for 3 days, they didn't have any stains on them because they work with glass and aluminium. You don't get dirty.
Not blood stains from cutting themselves?
A few of them did have some wicked, some good scars. It's very safety. Actually, can I give you the story of G. James? And this is told by Dave, and his nickname's Safety Dave, and that's why they're so safe. Because he takes care of it all. But here's the history, and it is one of Queensland's great companies.
Well, how long has G. James been around?
I just had 100 years.
Who was G. James?
George James.
George James. Then he started making windows or doors?
Glass, just windows and doors.
Oh, right, eh?
So George James, he sold the business to his son-in-law.
Yeah.
Joe Sarangosi. Joe's son now, Lewis, is here.
How long have you been here then? 5 years?
Yeah, 88, this was open.
They make so... Their factories were enormous.
Wow.
Doors, windows, aluminium.
So my glass sliding doors potentially has G. James glass.
You start having a look, the stickers, because when they send them out, Nick, they put stickers, G. James, and then you peel it off when you install your doors, because you don't see them after they do them, because...
You don't want G. James on your glass when
you're looking outside. They're at 60 blokes here yesterday, all right, 60 blokes. It is often a blokey thing, Smoko shouts, because I've tried to go to office situations and girls just simply don't eat enough, and they're very fussy. And there's some vegans, and, you know, I don't like them.
Okay, stop now.
So I finally spotted one girl there. Her name was Macca. So I just went, hey, what's it like?
Macca, can I ask you a quick question? Marto, Triple M. What's it like working with all these blokes? You seem to be the only girl here.
It's not that bad. Better than working with women.
Is it just?
It's different.
Better than working with women.
Some would argue that, I guess.
Is that what you say about working here?
No, I enjoy working with you blokes.
Gave you a chance to hang yourself there.
Yeah,
there you go.
I didn't.
All right. And just finally, what was Tuesday night before I went out?
The budget.
The budget. And I thought, now the Liberal Party think they've made a real impact with the working class Australians, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
What did you think of that budget last night?
We didn't get anything, mate, or nothing.
Didn't get nothing?
No, mate.
Do you think they should do that every night of the week?
No, we're in bed, mate, because they have to get up early.
Did the budget change your life?
Not sure yet.
Not yet.
Not ever.
The budget?
No.
What do you think of politicians?
I wish I was one.
But everyone would hate you then.
Yeah, but then I get to retire quite comfortably.
Yeah, that's so true. I like that.
Good night, time from. No matter who you pick, whichever party, you're all the same. Back up and go to Tasmania and go and live down there, I think.
Did you enjoy the budget last night?
The budget?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. I slept through the whole thing.
We're working class. We get nothing. Nothing. Never do. Budget? I asked you already.
Yeah, you did ask me.
Have you got a new opinion?
Nah, not yet.
What about that? What about the bloke moving to Tasmania?
Yeah, he's had enough.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you hello to Rod, Frank, Dave, Doug, Lockie, Mark... Actually, Doug and Lachlan, father-son operation. Mark, Willie, Neil, Cameron, Andrew. Oh, there were so
and
many
Macca.
Of them. And Macca. And Safety Dave.
Macca.
A whole bunch of Liberal voters
safety
down there.
That is not a safe seat.
It's all thanks to C&L Tools. C&L Tools Megastore Banyo, because you want to buy tools. Not talk to one. CLToolCentre.com.au. Register your business. Triple M.com.au for Marto Smoko Shower.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Hey, I was reading an article the other day about the Sweden has a disgusting food museum. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I saw Aussies, we made it. Now, I'm very excited.
Oh, you've read this, righto. Yeah. So the disgusting foods from Australia are Vegemite.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. It's a weird thing. It's a, you know, it'll grow on you. Witchetty grubs.
Fair call. And, I'm okay for that.
And musk sticks.
What?
The
that's
great
not
pink
right.
Favourite.
That's not up there with Vegemite and Witchetty Grubs.
You wouldn't think
well,
so.
I love Vegemite. I haven't had Witchetty Grubs, but maybe Vegemite on Witchetty Grubs. That's a
weird.
Make it all right.
Why are mustiques there? That's not right.
Because apparently people from overseas find them really weird and disgusting.
What, as in a flavour?
Yeah, well, the article went on. The taste has been described. Well, I reckon it's like a really friendly taste. And apparently they started as breath fresheners more than 100 years ago, mustiques. Okay,
oh, that's how they the 1600s. The Ottoman Empire.
They used to use the mustiques. Yeah, they've been going for 400 years, mustiques, okay, around the world.
Okay, I'm
and we're
amazed.
One of the last country that's still
you
using
know, after a day of killing Armenians, I just need a musk stick.
Before I go home and pash my girlfriend. So, and it does. It smells of old ladies. The article talked about it, and I thought, I've got one. Having one now. They smell of old ladies. You know, old ladies standing at the bus stop, and you go...
Oh, because they like that musk.
Anyway.
The old
right,
musk.
I'll just
when
give
they used to wear foxes and stuff.
Oh.
You know, furs. Because musk...
No, but they're perfumes. Like, it does smell like a perfume of some sort of mustic. You used to eat them or you still
I
do?
I love them. I also quite like the lime version. Right. Can I have
it? No, I've touched that one. You
there
have
is lime.
One of those.
Lime musk sticks.
Yeah.
They were like chicken twisties of the mustic. Yeah, they went to.
No, but that's delicious.
Last year, Woolworths sold 24 million musk sticks. So they're still
popular. In Australia alone. Wow.
Coles in 2015 tried to stop selling them, but were so harassed they had to put them back on
their
shelves.
Why would you stop selling them?
I don't know. You know, they stopped doing a lot of things. So. Are we right with that? Are we all happy? Are you happy with mustiques?
I'm happy with it. I love a good mustique.
All right. You know when you get a hard one at the servo in their bag of mixed lollies? That means they've moisture hit them. Okay. So they must be soft. All right. So I read this article and went, why do tourists hate them so much?
Yeah.
And while I was out doing Smoko Shout yesterday, I pulled back in. You know, all the backpackers stay about 200 metres up the hill here. I got a packet of mustiques and I went and asked them.
Around in your van handing out lollies.
Now,
nothing sus.
Listen, that's where it started. As the first 20-year-old girl from Sweden who I approached, I thought, I'm 50 years of age. I'm offering lollies to backpackers. All right. Here's the view. I don't know whether the article, I didn't know before, whether the article is true or not, whether people find them disgusting. But here we go. Here's the response from a number of backpackers being offered our national treasure, our mustick. Now, you know what these are?
Pandy.
Can I let you taste that and you tell me? Because they smell a bit like old ladies. Yeah, hold on. Is this me feeding girls candy? Yes. Do they smell like old ladies?
So disgusting.
Where are you from?
Sweden.
I'm from Sweden and I love them.
Do you know there was an article in the paper, you've got a museum of interesting food or disgusting food in Sweden.
Probably, and
our entry is the mustick. That's why I'm doing this. Yeah, thank you very much.
I tried them and I don't like them.
Yeah, they're just weird.
Where are you from?
They're vegan.
Are you vegan? Oh. Where are you girls from?
Let's have a look at the ingredients.
Finland.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I get you to take a bite and tell me what you think?
Okay,
thank you, if that's all right.
Candy.
Oh. Yeah, they're sweet.
Oh, yeah, oh my God. It tastes like old lady.
You don't like it?
It tastes like tobacco.
Yeah, tobacco.
They have that kind of aftertaste.
Okay, do you want me to take it away from you?
Okay.
What sort of tobacco is she making?
I don't know, but I've just Googled where they originated from, and the substance that is used used to be derived from the nether portions of a deer.
Oh. Is the nether portions the arse of the deer?
Down there.
That's
why.
You know, it's like a game of Chinese whispers. Like it's ended up musk sticks, but it started off bucks and dicks.
The Tour to Brisbane on Sunday, 14th of April. Early bird entries closing this week. Register now at tourtobrisbane.org.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.